Well, just little gray.
Oh, squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
is there another kind of squirrel?
Yeah, you've got a, no, let's see, you've got a field squirrel.
Is it something sort of like a squirrel that runs around on the ground, doesn't have a bushy tail, brown?
Chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. What are the animals that croak in the marshes, that the amphibians, the green?
Crocodile.
No, they hop.
Frog.
Yeah, and what's the big one?
Bullfrog.
And the little tiny one that lives in the tree?
Frog lives in a tree.
Uh-huh. Little tiny ones, or they come out after a rain. You see them on the window sometimes outside.
I don't know.
How about the kind that live? Well, let's let this tape run out. How about the kind that live on land, live in your gardens? They say give you warts.
Well, that's just a bullfrog, I guess.
All right, and then you would use for bait.
Use for bait.
Mm-hmm. What would you use for bait? You dig up.
Worms, all worms.
All right. What is the kind of animal that pulls its legs and its head into its shell?
Turtle.
Is there a kind that lives on land?
Yeah, turtle lives on land, underwater.
Both kinds?
Yeah, they live on land, underwater, both.
And what's that kind of freshwater thing that looks a little bit like a lobster? And it, you could use it for bait, I think. And you might
crawfish.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of saltwater thing that they say pearls come in?
Oyster.
Yeah, and then the saltwater thing that's pink and it curls around, a little tail.
We eat lots of them up at the camp.
Shrimp.
Yeah, and then the things that get into your wool clothes.
Moll.
And the thing that has a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
And the long, thin-bodied insect with two pairs of wings that hovers around damp places. They say it eats mosquitoes.
I don't know what the name of that is.
Well, did you ever hear snake doctor?
Yeah.
A snake feeder or what?
Snake doctor.
All right. And what kinds of stinging insects do you know?
You got a bee and a yellow jacket, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Wasp.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know.
And what are the kinds that bite you in the summer?
That bite in the summer?
Some give malaria.
Mosquito.
Uh-huh. And the little tiny ones that burrow under your skin when you walk in the woods.
Tick.
Well, something else. They raise big welts. You can't even see them.
Oh, sugar.
Mm-hmm. And then the insects that hop around in the grass in the summertime.
Grasshoppers.
Ever hear those called hoppergrass?
No.
Okay. What about small fish used for bait?
Minnow.
All right. And things that might be across the corner of a room if it hadn't been cleaned lately.
Cobwebs.
And underneath the ground part of a tree?
Roots.
Okay, could you name a few common trees?
Well, no.
In this part of the country?
Oak, maple, and walnut.
You have sycamore?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah, sycamore.
Okay. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Did you ever hear of a bush called sumac or shoemake?
No.
Okay. What kind of bush makes your skin break out?
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. What are some kinds of berries?
Some kind of berries? Well, you got blackberries, raspberries.
The big red ones you put in shortcake?
Strawberries.
Yeah. How about some kinds of common freshwater fish?
Common freshwater fish? Mm-hmm. Well, you've got crappies, the bass, the catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Perch.
Mm-hmm. How about some snakes?
Well, you've got the water moccasin, the rattlesnake, the old, what we call the old black snake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I know with several of them.
A woman who has lost her husband would be called a
widower. Her husband passed away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'd be a widower.
Did you ever hear a name for one whose husband had just run off and left her?
No. That's a divorcee.
Yeah. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might call would be a...
house mother?
All
right. I don't know.
If a woman was expecting a baby, you'd say she was what?
Pregnant.
All right. If you had a naughty child, you might say you're going to get a...
Spanking.
Okay. Your brother's...
Whipping.
Pardon?
Whipping.
Mm-hmm. your brother's son would be your...
My brother's son would be my nephew.
All right. How about a child who has lost both its mother and its father?